We'll move on to item number 7, perchlorate cases. Mr. Briggs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, this is a written report this time, and we have staff available here to answer questions. And as I mentioned at the start of the meeting, we did provide a supplemental sheet which had correspondence from and to the PCAG, Perchlorate Community Advisory Group.
Okay, any questions from the board? Maybe you could point out, Mr. Briggs, to us, I was taking a look at the supplemental package, the August 24th letter from the Community Advisory Group. And I did read through this before. What is with the late sampling?
Yeah, we've had some delays with Olin meeting the deadlines for analysis and report submittal, I guess it's fair to say. And we consider those violations, and it's very likely that we will be issuing a notice of violation. I say it's very likely. I haven't had a chance to review it yet, but we've prepared one. And it's not a matter of Olin not doing the work. I think it's been a matter of having some difficulties with the scope of the work that they've had to do. But they are violations, and we want to note them as such.
Okay.
The Community Advisory Group is expressing their concerns about that, and, mm-hmm. and we responded saying that we're looking into it. Mm-hmm. We certainly intend to keep Olin going as quickly as possible. I think there was some misunderstanding because we had some discussion that was portrayed in the newspaper as far as typical guidelines for issuing notices of violation, fail to submit notices, and administrative civil liabilities. And we're trying to clarify that that's for minor cases, and this is definitely not a minor case. It's perhaps the most important case in our region. And so we would not treat it as some kind of a minor case. We're trying to clarify that as well.
Okay, so what is the new date that Olin says it is going to submit results? And ma'am, did you fill out a speaker card?
I filled out a speaker card. I'd like to do a point of order question. I have a question.
Okay, as soon as staff is finished, and what is your name, please?
Marla Bruton.
Okay, do we have that card, Mr. Briggs?
Did you submit a card for this item?
Not for this item. My point of order request is why the public comment period is moved to 1 o'clock. I believe that usually every meeting I've been to by any governmental body, the public comment section is at the beginning of the morning. And I believe there are people here today that have other obligations that came to speak at public comment. And I would ask that at some point, rather quickly, you allow people that are here this morning and can't be here at 1 o'clock to make their public comment.
What we have been taking public comment after lunch for maybe the last 3 or 4 board meetings. Mm-hmm. And it is something that we have noticed in our agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really meant to facilitate certain items on our agenda to get them out of the way fairly quickly. Sometimes public comment can go on for 45 minutes or so. And so we made that change a few months ago. Now, if there is anyone that came from out of this immediate area, I would like to know about that wanted to speak during public comment, and perhaps we might take them out of order.
So what do you mean by immediate area?
Well, if someone's living in the San Luis Obispo area, we would probably have them wait until 1:30. Just, you know, leave now mm-hmm. and come back in the afternoon.
Okay, well, I'd like to register a complaint about that and officially, because I think what you're doing is discouraging public comment. And if you were trying to facilitate, I can see that point too, people that could only be here in the afternoon. perhaps you should have two separate public comments, one at the beginning of each of your sessions.
Okay. How many people that have submitted cards for public comment came in from outside of the San Luis Obispo area? Okay. One, two people, three people? Where are you from, folks?
Orange County.
Orange County.
Orange County.
Okay.
You'll
wait till 1 o'clock? Okay.
The traffic's too horrendous to go back to Orange County.
Well, you might want to start now. ma'am, and where are you from?
I'm from Morro Bay. But I'm not. This is the first meeting I've been to, and I don't think I didn't have an agenda for this meeting until I got here this morning. And it's highly unusual. And if it's a new policy, 3 or 4 months, perhaps you can give a little wiggle room to the public that didn't know that you were doing this out of order, out of the usual order.
Mr. Chair, the agenda, which is posted on the website, actually does say that that item won't start until 1 o'clock. So taking this afternoon isn't taking it out of order.
We've already spent about 6 minutes on
this. I realize that. Why don't we go? Do we have just two people then that really want to speak now?
Three.
Okay, you have 3 minutes. Let's do this. So, we're going to finish this item we're on,
okay, right.
And then we'll go to public comment and take those people that really feel they need to speak now, and
right.
They'll have 3 minutes each.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Dr. Bowker?
Can we take a short break after this item's open before
sure.
We do anything else?
Definitely. Okay.
Okay, but we are scheduled after this item to speak.
Yes.
Are you making an objection to that, Mr. Bowker?
No, he said we're going to take a break.
Okay, I just don't want to be clear. When we come back, they'll have public comment.
But I would like to just say one thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we strive to incorporate the public in everything
right.
that we do, and we do notice our agendas in advance.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a website.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to come here and then just, you know, complain because you hadn't made any effort to contact staff or to see when it was calendared, you know, it totally puts the onus on us, and I don't really appreciate that. I'm willing to accommodate you so that you can get in and out, but, you know, it's a two-way street. We have a big agenda and lots of people here
right.
that want to address different items.
Right.
And so you have to have some responsibility in this.
I appreciate that,
okay.
And I thank you for your consideration.
Okay. Let's move on with this, Mr. Athey.
Thank you, Chairman Young, members of the board, David Athey, perchlorate unit. I believe the question had to do with what are the dates for the remaining information. And at this point, I assume, well, I can't really assume. Olin hasn't informed me of when they're going to turn in the remaining data sheets. We've gotten an outline of the results, but I haven't got the actual laboratory data sheets back from the lab yet, or from Olin. From what I understand from Olin, they're going through a data analysis, data validation process, and as soon as that's over with through their consultant, they'll be providing that data to me. And they haven't provided a date when they'll be issuing that information.
Can't we send them a letter of demand and time? So we can keep this process going.
Sure, I anticipate the data coming in within the next week.
But what was it due?
It was due, according to our conditional stipulated stay, on July 31st. And through, they had some delays with well installation. Excuse me, also with the development of these wells, they used a new technology, or a fairly new technology, called continuous multi-channel tubing, which has seven different wells in a 1.5-inch casing. So each well is about the size of a dime, and they have trouble getting water out of that, in and out of that, to develop it. So not to make, I'm not trying to make excuses for them. They ran into problems with their own technology and their own decisions.
But I think what the general public looks at is that my well is contaminated, and another 60 days is 60 days of contaminated water. And a lot of the folks out there that don't know how government works and the process, 60 days is a long time for them.
I agree.
And they've been going on this for probably the last 3 or 4 years with the knowledge of the perchlorate in that particular area. And I think they're looking for some action, and quite frankly, I agree with them. And so whatever we can do as a board and as an agency to put pressure on them to perform as soon as possible, the sooner we're going to get this issue cleared up.
Sure. As Mr. Briggs mentioned, we have a letter drafted at this point urging Olin to submit the information, informing them to draft at this point, notice of violation for late reporting, also urging them to put as much, resources, apply as much resources they need to the project to meet the deadlines, not only of the conditional stipulated stay, but also of our cleanup and abatement order.
Well, I just want to keep their feet to the fire and make sure they perform when they're supposed to perform.
Absolutely, and I'll take that back and keep that in mind as we proceed.
Any other questions for staff? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Briggs?
Thank you. If we move on to